We'll go over to the Yisraelis of the Oroch and the Tesis. We might see Mr. Shem and turn the door. Then we'll come back to Shivas Rashi and Mr. Shem. And we'll see. Good, let's read. We have the Oroch. Take a look. So here in the first tickle. The more about Mr. White and Zeiss also do give him a tova. The Shabbos. The Imbol, the Sosmoy, the Hotgoy, the Oman, he said, with Neh, Shvichas, and he was coming. The way he said, Pesach. Coming out of the Major Shimon. I'm not going to be able to do it. Yeah, that is the first halacha, the first mikdash. The ikur avichos is in the second shul. The Pesach pasuk. What's the name of the doctor? Oh, Tzigresh Voyomus. So here we have the most fascinating thing here. What's the title of Tzigresh Voyomus? Kondo the Oroch, right? And this is some story. If you look at the strictly, you saw the fascinating. Tzigresh Voyomus, Kondo Oroch means something else. I'm good with Melech Shabbos. Perish Chot Echoresh Shal Bal Chai. Hakul yedim ki bechatichas veish hayomus v'imom ha'en miskav v'il misal se'el v'hoitzi v'imenu dam v'dor v'tzorich ein mamash v'dvorich. El ha'reil ki miskav v'il misay. What's the next word? What?
V'ritza.
I think it's a tall sofer. I think it should be Ritzayach. And I'll show you. I'll show you with this. Another Torah Sefer though. Something else. Take a look in Kuflam Gimel. Take a look. Halfway with Kuflam. Bechanano, Kuflam Gimel. Bechanano and the Oroch are very, very often overlap. They're not from the same Mevis Medrash. Oh, it's on the best minister of Benachanan. Take a look, I think. Maid of Shimon, here is fascinating. Benachanan Kuvam Gimel. Maid of Shimon is a great for Yomus. Perush. Kirak Shimon, Maid of Dov, Shubol, he's going. Odom! Shchotech, Roish, Odom. He talking about not about Chaiba, what they call in English, homicide. Look at this, cutting off somebody's head, homicide. Odom, Shchotech, Roish, Odom. Now look at this, look at this Torah Sefer, look at this blatant Torah Sefer. Which if you don't see the Oroch, so you can mutter sich for a whole lifetime here. Odom shechotech roish odom, v'oimesh ein kavnos alamisei elo, l'hoitzi, what's next word? What does that mean?
He wants to get his money, he doesn't want to kill him.
So that, if you don't see the Oroch inside, so you see that, then you can think Taki, no, he's a pirate, he's a bandit, and it's a ganze deal. But it's a mistake. I think it's a mistake. Lenny's heart is a mistake. The Sefer saw the word domoy. Domoy, in domim tatimash mach ei dua. Domim tatimash. Goes, oh, it says domoy. So it's domim tatimash me. So that's the grace of all yom. It's cutting off his head, not the seal's money. The seal's money, you have to cut off his head and give him a bang on the head, knock him out. He's cutting off his head, toitsi domoy. So the soifer made a mistake. He thought domoy means mamoyne, like domoy means the moment. So he switched the word domoy to mamoyne. But it's a mistake, I call upon him. And that's the title, and that's the Orch Benachanan, it's mamash the same sheet,
Why
don't
you say it's
Reish Odo? One second, let's read it here. So, Chaytech Reish Odo, Emeresh, Enkam Nassar, Misa El, Haiti is Doma. He needs his blood. For whatever reason. So, Ein, Shem, you know, we don't believe him. El, Don, I say, Din, Kol, Hoireg, Nefesh. So that's why I say, in the Orch, it's not Reish, it's Reitzeach. Here it says Hoireg Nefesh, but it means here it's Reitzeach. Kach. Kol dovo shemizbare shiyase loiso milocho ein oimim shloiso kavo nosle lekach v'chiyagavno afilu avshimin moide. So the first thing, what was the question?
Yeah.
What? So you see from the Oroch of Ben Chananel that the Oroch of this din of Kavona is talking about in Ramesh Manzor of Chaim said. I mean, it's important in the Oroch that there's a lot of Kavona. There's a level of Kavona which the Oroch says before we touch the Kavona, let's use the word Kavona. There's a degree of Kavona which the Oroch says is necessary in Kol Torah Kulo for that to be Chayiv. Now. That's a foolish. It's mashma that it's mashma the lemoshel. If he cuts off a chamein chamon's land, that's a filu min akubul malo. Cuts off his leg, he cuts off a hand or something, and it's then he could tie it. Perhaps he could tie it that he meant only to sever the limb. He wasn't interested in killing him. So he wouldn't be done him as whatever made the akub on him. But say a bleak avonah shegi taka. So the fact b'shegi means bleak avonah, and in all the cases in Marcus, his bleak avonah, he's climbing a ladder, going down a ladder, he's doing something. He has no command to kill anybody. So see, that's for sure that we're talking about a gather of a ma'aseh b'mezid. Needs what he calls kavonah. Now the kavonah means a degree of law. Now we move on, right? So that's close. So the fact that Meister Meister has, on the other hand, a counterpart in Shegeg, that's not a question. That's only every Meister has a counterpart in Shegeg, and what's missing, the difference between Meister and Shegeg, among the differences, is lack of intention to the Meister. It could be either Gormim of a Shegeg, or Yamuta maybe, or a Halim, or a whole. It could be a lot of things which distinguish Mesim Shaggy. One of them is lack of Kavona, but that's a Mesim Mesim. Okay, I don't know that. So the Duf Bichai for Ritzeach and Mesid, he needs Kavona. Now, so the Oroch learns that this Psikiresha, Abayz Rogum, the example they kept on was Dark and Zambun Kotar Kulo, in Shari Sun. And how's it, what's the chat here? And the Oroch learned in his quote, the Oroch learned, ain't shaming low. He says, I'm chopping off his head, but I'm not interested in killing him. Any shaman loy. Avad is interested in killing him. Avad Kavon in Oroch is to be tied in terms of Rotson. Kavon of Rotson. That is, he wants to do it. He wants the result. The result is not he's not indifferent to the result, but he wants the result. And the example is Tzigresho v'lo yomus. What does it mean? It means that lo yalada is impossible to conceive that somebody is chopping off Rosh Chaveri, Rosh Odom, and he says he doesn't want him to die. He He doesn't want him to die. He wants only the blood to come out. He needs an enormous amount of blood. The best way is on the neck. So he's just interested in getting the blood. He doesn't want to prick the finger. He's going straight to the neck to get the biggest amount of blood. Okay, but he's not interested. Either the head is heavy from the group, and he's going to die. No, his name is Kavin. Ain't Shimon Loy. No. What does that mean? That means like this. So what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that he's premeditated murderer. So that's another question. I'll repeat the question we asked yesterday. So what's the chiddush in the Bible of Amos Avai? Why did Bai not hold the second chiddush? It's actually a big chiddush. Bai didn't understand this perception of a maaser. That he's amazed. He wouldn't be amazed. What's the plan on you? I repeat the question as I say. What's this chiddush in made the Reb Shimon Pesigresh of Oloyomus? Otto Hotzo, Achleima. It's Kanir that sounds like this. And this is Mamshi Said of the Sugi Kon Oroch. There was this chiddush is like this. That we mentioned yesterday, but now we'll explain it more fully. The Yesh Loima, the two types of what you call motivations. We call it the place of primary motivation and a secondary motivation. Again, for mazid to be considered mazid, or to be considered to have been done big kavon there, so he has to do it for the result. He needs rotzen for the result of the maaser. If it's going to have a shemaaser, or if you want, if it's going to be high for that maaser, you need rotzen for the result. Now we have a gizm. So the shaila is, and here's a shaila. What if he's doing it for his primary objective, or the reason that his primary motivation, what gets him out of the chair to do take action, is something else. The head is something else. But there's a secondary motivation. He's also nicho with another result. In terms of this gidrei maisa, again, the gedr is, definition is, that a maisa has a dindrim chayvim, or has a shei maisa, that would be the aver if you want, only if it's accompanied by rotzen, only if it's done by rotzen, for the tetzol. So what if there's a primary motivation which is different than the tetzol? Let's come back to the side with algamor, maybe. The assembly is pulling weeds from the ground, from a tree, taking branches off a tree. His primary motivation is lachilo. He needs those branches. What's happening is ipoy kare, ipoy yaro. So the Gemara says, "Oh, to who lovely abba zakakin?" You know, the Gemara says, "No, it's not his." I made the same segregation of loyomus. The Gemara says, "Dim zavadi day now the chavri." And how does the Ochlim Tzadin ask him? No, how does the Ochlim Tzadin zavadi day they're supposed to have the chavri? Out today, he's nicho with the result. So how do we tie it? That means that the maaser done is a secondary rotzen in the maaser. He's happy to do the maaser. He's nicho. He'd be very, very happy. But he's nichusa for the maaser and its result. But it's what they call a secondary nichusa. Because if only to be miyapik haku, he wouldn't have taken off the branches. But now he's doing it, he's also happy with that result. So a dugma for that is the grace of Loyomus, the same thing. Somebody really needs blood. He needs a tremendous amount of blood. And the only way to get it is by chopping off the head. He needs it right away. He can't wait. He needs it immediately. That amount of blood. The only way is to chop off his head. Okay. If he doesn't want the guy to die, he won't do it. So it's possible. We see. How do we relate to his din ritzach? It wasn't his primary motivation in chopping off his head, but his zichah had some kind of rotzen to kill him. Because had he been his best friend, he wouldn't have done it. So he has the rotzen to kill the ben Odom, even though it's not the primary motivation. Here it was machoik zebay lechalchil, zebay lechazo, or bay no bay lo avidam tevayu. This is a chiddush. In the gedra of the rotzen that's to come to the maaser, or the task to motivate the maaser, what if it's secondary? So this, a bay no mechadish, rov was mechadish, and I was asking, it's also enough of rotzen to be mechayv.
The Pshutas Advarim, you need Dafka Nicholay. That's law, you need Dafka Nicholay. If you need Dafka, and it makes sense, if you need Dafka Nicholay, the Pshat is because every Maisa, Maisa Beirut, has to have and nichusa for the result, not be high for that. Not be high for that. So it's totally indifferent. You're missing nichusa. So here we understand the Bible of Machadish and the Losh Olu is also like that. The Machadish, what we said, a secondary motivation. It's secondary. In other words, once he's doing it, he's happy for this result to happen to him. That's Avodah Day. That's Avodah Day. He's happy. He's happy for it. Avodah Chavi doesn't be opposed to it. Avodah Chavi is not opposed to it. He forgives the Yanim that the Yanim should have good karka. He doesn't care. It doesn't motivate him b'chal to do anything. He's not motivated. That's not a motivation by him. It also means that he's motivated to do the Maisa for this reason. By him is the motivation. By Chavi is not a motivation b'chal. So what the way to describe what was Neshadish in Sigvesh Oyomus is a secondary Nichus, secondary motivation. And Nichus, which for that alone, just to kill him, he wouldn't have chopped off his head. But now that he's doing it, he's happy that's happening to him. That's Loshen Loch, the famous.
Why couldn't
that be? Loshen Berech Hanano better. Loshen Berech Hanano, we speak about the foolish. He says, "Ain kavan nosel misoy." El hetches mamoyne. Ain shoymin lo. We don't believe him. We don't listen to him. It means we don't believe him. El don nosel didn't kill harig never. He did it. Be amazed. One second. The same lesson here. Let's see again here. Yeah. No man kavan. He's miscavenging to do it. Miscavenging to do it means he wants to do it. Again, miscavenging to do it means he wants to do it. So he wants to do it. So the Hagdor is the secondary motivation. That's the best term I have for it.
If he didn't care whether or not the guy died, then he wouldn't chop off his head.
Exactly. That's exactly the point. In this, you know, it's Sayach, he wouldn't chop off his head. He wouldn't chop off his head. Exactly. No, not for more. There's certainly an Inuit Sayach. In Inuit Sayach, ain't Shoymin Loi. In Kaka today, Kaka the Chavre, if we see him pulling up weeds in Kaka the Chavre, and we want him to have him so far, and he says, no, I don't care, then we believe him. We believe him and leave him, otherwise or not. Because there, it could be, they're doing it only for one reason, not for a second reason. With the Abayin Rav were describing and being Magdir, and Mechai Shalocha, what's the role of what you call a secondary motivation. Now, sometimes they have it, sometimes they don't have it. Sometimes, in this example, situation, it's both that they have it. That's why according to Oroch, they have on this example. If in the case of segregation, I'm sure you have it. Because a person can't be indifferent about killing somebody. That's why it's possible in the Mil Dalmo. It's indifferent. Ain't shaming law. It happens to die or die. It's not. It's, we're talking about such creatures. We're talking about normal people. Normal people. No, that's why he's talking about the human being, not a chicken. The chicken actually, yeah.
The classic case of
chicken. In the chicken FCA, he's not talking about a chicken, he's talking about Ben Odom, like that's before.
Chicken's only the
thing Rashi. Rashi is about chicken. Rashi is something else. Rashi is not talking about Rotsen. Rashi is talking about Kavona. Kavona idea is going to happen. The one thing leads to the other thing, inevitably. We'll see the Rashi. Rashi is a guns ASIC, but we'll see. But given the Oshita is that segregation involves Rotsen. His miscavenant includes Rotsen, so this situation captures perfectly an idea of secondary type of Rotsen, or motivation. That without being motivated to kill him, you wouldn't chop up something in his blood. Close, possible, it's possible again. So it means that's a dogma for other things. Now, in all other cases, the Fionian. So if he's squeezing out the Tashmata over the barrel, so we say, he's Nicho. The wine is going back into the barrel. Hagam, he wouldn't set out to be seichet on Shabbos getting a few more drops of wine. The reason he's squeezing it is to plug up the barrel. But he's nicho. So the lech eschita that's happening is accompanied by kavana v'rotzen. And kaitse v'dov, if he's taking wheat from his field, he's nicho minastam. He's nicho, that's the yipri kalkas, it's chayv. So chaveyu, he's b'chal not nicho. And chaveyu, he's having, and yip, kalkas chaveyu is indifferent. It's indifferent, it's in chanambi. It's not even the rot is not even in the category of a secondary motivation.
The main motivation could only be done through accomplishing the second thing. What do we consider?
I don't know what that means. But is the rotzen for the second thing? Is the rotzen for the second thing? Not accomplishment. You're dealing with, you're talking in terms of faceless. You have to talk in terms of being motivated or rotzen. Does he want the second result? Not does he have to do it in order to get to something.
We're saying that if he really didn't want the second thing to be done as much, he never would have done the first thing.
And we're saying that either way. Either he wants it. There's no indifference to it. Also, that's the background. There's no indifference. In the Yafa is the Kaka, there is indifference. And there is also potter.
Why is it not melachos?
In the Oroch, Bechal not Shver. The Shai was in Tosfos, and Tosfos talks about it. In the Oroch, once we say the secondary motivation is also the unnecessary kavanah, so it applies to melachos before Gufa too. He's happy, he's conquered, but he's being chavis for the purpose of having a Hebrew conquered. I'm doing it for another reason. And so it means he has any result. He wants results. It goes without saying that's Bichol Gufa. The male Nichol.
Wait, so if someone were to be Chayfer in his own field,
that would be Chayfer. He's Potok, he has a Kavon, he has a Fakat. Potok is asking a Kavon, he has a Fakat. He says he's doing for this reason, not for that reason.
Why is it different over here in case of where he's taking
these? Because min hastam, when hastam is not being myself. It's not that he's doing the faket. It's a good question. He's there, he's doing the chafir, and he says that he's doing it for the only for the and we know he's off. He's off of a kisei dam, for example. He's off of something else. So it's shaming law. In other words, it's muchach, that's muchach, or not sad that he's not doing it for the evil. I'm saying, if I do it, he's doing it for his own, for his target too. Good, alright. Now, what is the Tosfos? So let's add this and go back to this and put this out in Tosfos. Maybe it would. Depends how attached it is to the chicken. Maybe it would. Yeah, let's listen to Kudan Tosfos now. Before Kudan Tosfos, this is a shallow weather place. This is in together with a period of time, a sefer that the Oroch requires rotzen for the Maaseh. So yeah, line if the Oroch Shem agree with this Havana. So two shalos. We have one shalos now, and the other shalos after we see the Chaim inside Mitzvah Shem. Maybe tomorrow. But I can point, let me just point the two Mamma Kermes here, and both and you're saying the Rosh. Take a look at the Rosh. In a few places, talks about this. One place is in called Kisvei. Take a look in called Kisvei. He brings here, brings an Oroch very, very briefly. Simen Ches. Kol Kisvei Simen Ches. In the middle of Simen Ches. And the regular old Shasin is the Kuf Ayin Vov. Says, Kuf Eresh Oroch, Rav Shimon Lemechai, Vipsik Resho, El Heichot and Nicholai, right, you have it? Rosh, Peri Kol Kisvei, Simen Ches. The fourth line in Simen Ches. Perish all the similar Mechav and Segresha. El Hecha the Nicholae Besa Molocha. They have four. The equal and Mema and Nasa did the Kom Mechavain. By words. See, the way we learn Pshat in the Orcha Pivim Chaim Rav Chaim is that this formulation is correct if Mechavin means Roitze, or if you say Roitze instead of Mechavin. But then it's the same thing. Nichol means Roitze. So it looks at the Rosh, it looks like the Rosh is a little different, though. Very, very, very different. Nichol, why is Sidur Esh L'Chayiv only by Nichol? Because Igor Meimah not cited it for Mechavin. What was Mechavin mean? It's important to know. What was Mechavin mean? Mechavin means he has intention to do the Maisa. He has an intention to do the Maisa. He's intending to do the Maisa. So he's shopping a heavy chill muscle. And it's going to make a chiritz. For sure. It's going to make a chiritz. So it looks like the Rosh is saying like this in the Oruch. If it's not Nicho, so we don't know if it's Mechavin. The handling is right, they put the shell in this Rosh, and then have to think about it. Handling, I'll tell you what, let's put it in the broader context a little bit. Yesterday, one of the possibilities, one of the Hasberim of Sigresha, what's the difference between Sigresha and before you get off in Toysis, what's the difference between Sigresha and Dorosha Mechavin? So we said it is the relationship of the Tetzor, of the result, to the Maestro, that if the relationship, the cause and effect relationship is one of inevitability, doing A always results in B, but that's a situation. So Shaila is that all you need? So Quantize was the A Shaila, yeah, that's all you need. That's all you need. That once doing A always results in B, so it's a Mechaim for the Maestro. Or the Meister considered to be his Meister. It's a better result. You don't have to deal with Kavon anymore. He's not Enemus Kavin. He's not Enemus Kavin because he did it. He did the Meister. The Meister is like Rav Chonah said. Enemus Kavin is a key rule. He didn't do the Meister. That's only if it might not have happened. He's doing something. He doesn't know if something's going to result or not going to result. If per chance it results, it doesn't have a shame Meister. It's not his Asiyah's Meister. If it always results, then we can't say that. We can't perceive the result as being something not related to him. It's always related to him. So if he said, oh, hold, then he need Kavonah for the result. How do I know if it's Mechavim for the result? So the inevitability is not enough to tell us it's Mechavim for the result. If he's happy with the result, then I'm not sahad to become Mechavim. There seems to be a different dog, it's different mahalachit, the Rosh saying, you know. Okay, but let's come back to the Nekut and Taisus here, if you want to explain a little bit more. Taisus is not like this. Taisus is, let's pick up what Taisus is. That any time there's like we just said, and we said yes. Any time there's the causal relationship of inevitability, if you want, the doing the Maisa always results in this, in that result. So it's his Maisa. It's his Maisa. Why out the chave is not chave? So Taisus says, out the chavre is not pshat, it goes back to being out the chavre. We at the Kondor Oroch, out the chavre goes back to being Dovish Enemus Kavin, because he's not interested in the Taitzor, in the result. Kondor Oroch, out the chavre, right, Mezavid, but out the chavre is Choyrish. But why is it not Chayiv? Because the Kondor of Shimon holds Mlochus Enet Zvichel Gufa Spot, and here's the Mlochus Enet Zvichel Gufa. So Mlochus Enet Zvichel Gufa, correct? That says in the bottom line Taisus here. So we mentioned the Shal Yesen, and that's what we want to see inside of what Taisa says. So in Cain, the three Taisas that comes out, that in when we say Meidu Kunum to Gresh Yomus, so it's double Chiddush. That one phrase, oh, by Bob, the Amitavai, Meidu Kunum to Gresh Yomus, it's a double Chiddush, which includes two different aspects of two Chiddush of Shimon, which happen to come together here. The first halacha is made of shimim segresh v'yomus is nageya dinay and gidrei meis and kol tov kulo. Right, now explain. Shimon holds in kol tov kulo dov v'shem skavin is mutar. A meis a result without kavanah for that result, it's not a maaser. It's not a mutter. Mutter is mutter to do because the maaser is not also that there's a same maaser. It happens, but different ways of saying it. Of understanding. Either you need kavanah to be chayiv, or does have a same maaser b'chlal. Correct? That's in kotar kula. Maid of Shimon is a great shabbat yom, said if the result is inevitable, it's chayiv. And that's in kotar kula. For example, on that kufa on the gimel, the most is chaydech beheres, fitaisis. If you're cutting off the olo, and on that leo, and the olo is a nega, he's cutting off. You can't say, I didn't want to, wasn't, it didn't interest me, or I didn't know, whatever. You can't say any of that. Because it's a psikresho. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. The milo. Yeah, elema. But it takes off the enemy's covering in hichos meisa, and that's in a kotor kula. It also impinges on the nether sugi in hichos Shabbos. Every melacha Shabbos has been done. But even that's a melacha tzvichu gufa konim shimin. This is a totally different halacha. This has to do with the reason, the objective of doing melacha, not mitzvah, not mitzvah. Something can be done with the greatest kavana, with the biggest kavana, understand? Melacha and gufa has absolutely nothing to do with enemies kavana. Nothing at all. A maaser can be done, a melacha can be done with the most intense kavana of a serious maaser, but it's part of his enemies mitzvah gufa. For example, maitzi is a mace. Maitzi mace, the kavana, the mitzvah says, Maitzi Meis is part of Konim Shimon. Why? Because Tzrichol Gufa. Because the Tzrichol Gufa of Melachas Haitzor is to have some. There's a reason to have the Chavitz and the chosen which is being taken. And here it's just to take him out. Okay, Maitzi is a tumor, Maitzi Shavitz, anything. If the purpose of Haitzor is to get it out of the old Rishos and he doesn't need it here, then Tzrichol Gufa. Why Maitzi Meis is not constructed for the purpose of Kibbutz? It's different. Nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with us. But the. Every melacha, kohen v'cheino. Every melacha that you be an answer gufa. Chay v'guma ben tzoch el alfa. Take that example. Also, he is digging. He needs the offer. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he's making a hole in the ground because that's the way to get the offer. It's nothing incidental, coincidental. He's doing a maaser, but it's partly because he doesn't need the result. Result being gibur kavi doesn't need. So if the result doesn't interest him, he's not interested in the result. He's part of kohen v'shimin because melacha answer gufa. This aloch is unique to Shabbos. It went from the Shabbos, the Torah says in many places, the Gemara says, and hey, that we looked at yesterday, you learn from Lechem Shabbos, that according to Shimon, we learn from there that most amlochas have to be done in the Tzor Gufa. Tzor Gufa means, if he tais this, it means for the purpose that, more or less, for the purpose that was done in the Mishkan. Same type of purpose which they did more in the Mishkan. That's the Dinech Shabbos. Akolchach, Behechrach, when Bible Rabbah said that Meid of Shimon, Sigresh V'Yomos, they're making a statement about the second sugi too. Because Meid of Shimon is Chayiv. So they're saying not only called the Kulo and Gidrei Miskavim, Yenem Miskavim, Sig Ratio, which retires as being the inevitability of one thing to another, of one Meister resulting from another Meister, is makes him Miskavim. But if he's Chayiv, in those Melachim which is Chayiv, like here, Meid of Shimon, Sig Ratio, if he's Chayiv in Shabbos, they're making a statement about Melachim Shil Gufa, that's Melachim Shil Gufa. Here, it's moving Me'elov and the Fuhus and Toysbos, that's only if it's what? If it's a Nichole. Here we need a Nichole. It was for the relationship to turn the mice into Miskavin. We don't need Nichol. That's just a Taisa. Here's what Taisa's difference with the Oloch. The three Taisa's, it's a considered to be a mice as long as the cause and effect relationship is Segreshotik. Okay? Then it's a mice. So, Kotor Kulus HaKon Michai. In Shabbos, it'll be a mice, but it'll be Potter unless it's a Nichol. But Nichol is not because Nichol gives him a shame, mice, and mice. Nichol makes the Mochas Michal Gufa, which is a. So here also, we can ask the question. Mechet Teisa is Nichol. Mechet Teisa that just Nichol made the Tzrichol Gufo. But it's not a question. I mean, the Hechel of Tzrichol Teisvis, we'll see what's in Teisvis. That's Gufo, the Bayan Rova came to Mechadish. When the Gemara applies, the Bayan Rova, Damat Havar, here in our Sugi, and the Gemara says there's a Kasha, and the Gemara says, how did they talk is like that? When Avdit's being, good, that's been called here. Avdi day. But before the Gemara says in Pesach Hilos and Etalon Yicholei, the Gemara is saying that type of asiyah of psik resho is not only a maisa b'kavona, but it's a maisa whose objective, because it's nicho, he's doing a melachat v'chol gufa and b'chayim konduchim. Correct. So chayo. So how do you understand this? His express intention is only in our Gemara. Take our Gemara. Toilish Ocean, in Lachiluk and Gregus. So in Lachiluk means he says, and he's not lying, he says he's going out to collect enough grant us to eat, or to give us gedi, or to make a fire. That's why he's taking the wood. That's why he's taking the wood. Ba'arati day, though, if he's doing his own land, he's also chayim shum chayish. Why? Tzigresha denichole. Tzigresha denichole. So what's it called? So we would have said that the same type of chiddush, because this is very, very big chiddush, we would have said that al derech chizoruch, that even though it's a what you call a secondary motivation, but gabi melocha tzmichol guf, that's enough. If he's secondarily motivated, that's already there. He's happy with the result. The result of his kaka being misafir is nichotim, and it is, and it is minastam it is. So that's enough to be mechayiv mishum melocha. Correct? That's chay poshut. Yeah, look how Tosis. Let's see how Tosis says. Tosis in two places talks about this, maybe more. Take a look in Avu Masech, take a look in Mem Aleph. That's what we're talking about that. Take a look, last few lines in Tosis, Mem Aleph on the base. You must go Mecham. Right, you have an Avogav, Namish is a parish in Avogav. Avogav. The bag of boyne, mashma, that fellow shachilo, or behemo, bawa di day, chayu chados, vichoshu. Ava gav dem skam gav as kaka. Tosis increases after, you learn that this increases.
Yeah.
Okay. Increases, the Gemara says, if the havoi happens, boyfin of, the Gemara says, it's there, you have increased the avocation with, it's a psig ratio, fitosis, it's a psig ratio, but it's an insmichel gufa, because when he, the pile of coals and he's stoking them and the Chmes El Yonis on his buyer, he's not interested, so it blives it's more than goof. We'll take a look inside, maybe see it a little bit. But I'll come on as the Gmana Boyne, everybody knows. I've got the Vega Boyne, so there you can have a case, and it looks like this. Satan Tyson said you can have a case of segregation with not a Chiddush. Tyson says, you see from the Gmana Pisa, but with not a Chiddush, you can have a case of segregation which is indifferent to the result. If he's indifferent to the result, so in Kota Kula, it's always a mice. But in Shabbos, it's both a few Pshim and Y, then it's a Gufa. If he's indifferent, then it's a little Gufa. Indifferent is not enough to be Mechayv in Shabbos. It has to be some Nichutza for the result. So Tayez is Kash, Avgav, Pega, Boyin, the Mashma, the Atol, the Achilo. El Peim, Tayez is at the Achilo Peim, that's his expressed intention. The Achilo Peim, he didn't talk about the Yabba Sakaka. Be'awad, the Chayv Chatos, Bechoshul, means his Chorish, Avgav, the Emes, Kavim, the Yabba Sakaka. So why is not Melech Nidol Gufa? Why is it out of the day? Why is it Tzvichol Gufa? So Tosis explains it. Domi, Melech Melech Shemtzim Gufa Goin Choy De Lishchamim To Hosem Af Bishem Skavim To Hosem Min Haboinem Af Bishem Skavim Li Abbas Anas Ahadid De Nicholay Anas Ahadid De Nicholay. It's very strong lesson. Anas Ahadid. Anas Ahadid is what in Eretz Sugi is what it's called. Anas Ahadid means where we ate them. It's what they call Umdur Muchach. In Eretz Sugi, Anas Ahadid goes to Yathul Umdur Muchach. It means it's Nasad is like Dwam Shabli Bulev Golodom. And Nasad is the Nicho. Avochait, any nene bevoris, the boy of always Chaim and came and said, nene, the baby was if you don't know for sure, then it's coming up, you have no chance to go for sending to Michaloy. So, good, the Taishma says it has to be clear that the circumstances of the his doing the Moch, what's the plan of Nasad? It's not the. It's not just the city of Dorm Shabbalev and Dorm. So what does it mean, Anasade? In Tosfos Numa says the same thing. I'm just saying, Losh Anasade is in Tosfos Numa too. But this is, I think, the biggest place in maybe not. One of the biggest places in Shas. In Yuma, the top of Lamed Hey, I'm an Aleph. I've not touched the Uber's, maybe beginners, I don't think I've used the Uber's. Yeah, any Akapon, the top, second line. Bow the day, Chayb Chados. Ava Gav, Denim, Skavim, Yabos, Akaka. Chayb came to have a situation. Vinne, but don't be looking at the Gecholim. Ruchu. I will be there, but in the society came to Nen Anansa Hade again. What is the most? Anansa Hade. Came to Nen Anansa Hade, she was coming up. So it could be that Anansa Hade, good, Anansa Hade means it's both clear, clear that he's being nana. But after behind the Hagdobi said before, it's not stupid bechlad, the Hagdobi said before, Hagdobi said before is muchuch. It's still not his primary motivation what he's doing. His primary, and that's why Tais has to speak out. The primary motivation in Habayin is what? Is lachivo, hesek, or whatever it is. To use the wood, the weeds, that is being Kailish. But in Nas Hadeh, that he's also motivated. He's also being nana, he's also nicho, means it's a mocha, spichu gufo. Now, my yesh ayin posted in Agdor in the lomdus here. You have that yesh ayin in the lomdus here. What's the way to say that? It's a very, very big dim sin of only. And now, sadeh the nicho way. Let's wash and say the nimu again. Here, Toy says, and now, sadeh in Shabbos, I says, now, sadeh the nicho way. Here it says the Nas Hadeh who miskaven li apois, miskaven li apois. So I'm not sure if the Zayvay to say two approaches, but he certainly could think. Certainly could think there are two approaches here. Very important, very big difference. The shail is that in the boyfriend that he's doing a malacha for another reason. And is it enough to say he's nicho with result? He's nicho result. If he's going to result in nibui karka, he's happy. It's good for him. When he's chayv gum ben zochel lafo, he's not nicho. He's totally indifferent to the result of the ibur kaka. Behechos like that. When he's chayv gum ben zochel lafo, he's indifferent. There's no nichus. He's not happy with the result. That's why he's pointing. Point everybody. It's pointing. Here he's happy with the result. The shali is nichus after the fact enough. Was in the halacha we learn from Melachos Machshavos that has the melacha be done with a purpose that coincides with. The purpose that which Moloch has done in the mitos, so is it not that he's happy after the fact? Or do we have to say the way we formulated it before, we have to say that it has to be something that's motivating him to do the Meister. That the Asiyas of the Meister is being done mitoch this kavanah to achieve this. That's a big difference in Avonah. Does Moloch and Smichel Kufa have to motivate the Meister? Or just as a nichutza with the result? So if you're saying it's coming li apois, the way Toys is a new it's one way. Nicho. I don't know, but it's a very chiddush. I mean, how could it not be? L'chayra, one thing has to be the first way. It has to be in the Maaseh. Because it has to be something that's... He learned from Melachos Machshavos. I mean, it's the oif in which the Melachos is being done. This is objective for doing the Melachos. So L'chayra has to... L'chayra, it's very mumistah, it can't mucha. It has to be the other way. So the hasbad well means it's a secondary motivation, but it's nichla only as he's the Maaseh. Okay, now, clear. Now, if that's good... That was like Rashi. The big mevucha in Rashi's here. Begins with the Kiveges Kasha, but a little bit more than that too. Kiveges points out Stephen Rashi about what's the dimbo Yichvasle. Correct? We saw that yesterday. Here Rashi says Yichvasle. Here Rashi says Yichvasle. It's potter. Rashi in Chagogo, in case of Chivotan, says Mefurish. Says Yichvasle. Chayev. So let's see, right? Does anybody want to suggest that terrace? We have it here. Here in the Abayna?
Yeah.
Something good happening. Yeah, and there the Bayim is dying. That's it. The Moloch is happening there. Moloch is happening here. In both cases, Moloch is happening. And the good is not a good word. Good is not really such a. Anybody out of the Chavre? Like this. Let's ask another question. We have to ask another question. It's a very important question. Does Rashi, do we know, do you know, does Rashi hold like the Oroch? Any inkling at all And then the machlis, the oruch and toisus. Where's Rashi stand? What? Which Rashi? So that's mashma nagyoch. Yeah. Rashi and Hay for sure is mashma nagyoch. On the other hand, what? On the other hand, the Kuf Gimel is mashma. Yeah. Yeah. And Kuf Gimel, not only because, first of all, it's mashma nagyoch because when I was the Chavei, it's Potter. Feet Tosfos. How the Chavei Tosfos and Fush? How the Chavei Potter for reason for Tosfos? Lost in the Gufa. Rashi says, Leich Basel Yapos. Leich Basel Yapos. Furthermore, so they're going backwards. Then that's number one. It doesn't say, I got me, I'm Mucha 100%. You could be Matrik, and some of the Zichur were those that said, this is Bechlan Arai. Because here we could say Lich Basel Yapos means it's Zichur Gufa. If he doesn't care, if he's indifferent, Lich Basel Yapos means Zichur Gufa. Aye, if it's a Shigul Choser, it's a Shigul Choser. I'm saying, I'm being positive for it, to be honest. It's not Mufurish. It's not Mufurish in Rashi. Rehitus Adwam in Rashi is better according to the Oruch. But Mufurish is not. Now let's point out, and let's go back and tell on the Diyuk, very important Diyuk, I think. Otukul, the line above in Rashi. Otukul, love the Abbas, Kaka Ninu. Mekaka, Mishyapa, Mei Elov. It's happening by itself, Mishyapa, Mei Elov. Ba'agam, Tien Shalach Liyavais.
What does that mean?
It doesn't have to do it. It's also much like, oh, he's not interested in doing it. Not objectively, he's not interested in doing it.
Could
you tell that
it's like not shy?
No, he's not shy. He can't say not shy because in this Kavin Liyavais is Chav Kosher. So I can't say not shy. But you know, Minister, we don't have to do it. We said yesterday, I think, maybe after. You can't say not shy. It's not like a tsunami, not like a rock. Like a rock with not shahiv. It can't be because we're handling Liyapos. Liyapos like Yechayv. So that's what we're talking about, the same thing. Here. So Shalidas, I'm pointing out, Kaka Mishabi Mei Elov. That's on the one hand. On the one hand, let's put another Rashi on the table. Rashi has to look at an increase. That's the Rashi one. It's an increase of Chof. Let's take a look. Just read a few lines in the sugya. Again, the Kedai to see the sugya. Reb Chaim brings, they have no choice. I don't see it anyway. The last few lines are in the pack. Chof Omer Beis. Choyte Gecholim Mishavet Eschamim. He's stoking, turning over, stoking Gecholim, a pile of coals on the Eschamim to get the heat out. Once increase the heat. The Huvaru, and they a flame came out of it. Mei Aleihem. He didn't need the flame, he needed the heat. Tony Khada Khayev, Tony Khada Poto. Khada Tani Khayev, Kusab Mocha, Shenz will go for Khayev. Khada Tani Poto, Kusab Mocha, Shenz will go for Poto. Here, that's what Moshe says. The Gemara uses Spichel Gufa and Spichel Gufa. Before the Gemara says Miskavi, Miskavi, and that's Toys Kashin. But I need a Rashi here, boys. That's all I need is a Rashi here. Says Rashi, she ain't tzrichu l'gufo, the last Rashi in the perek. He goin zeh, she ain't tzrich l'avion, elo v'tzchami b'chat yosan. He doesn't need, that's ain't tzrichu l'gufo, he doesn't need the result. Mikol mokum, says Rashi, yodei ahoya she is ba'aru, v'amnas kein oso, v'avloi mis kavein, mi o mlocha she ain't tzrichu l'gufo, hi, mi mlocha she ain't tzrichu l'havi ha'chav oro. Rashi has not the economy. Rashi said, "Inim is chalik." This is Rashi foolish. Again, Rashi says, "There could be a metzias here, where he's doing one maaseh, He's interested in getting heat from the culture. He made Malachas Havoah happen. Now, what was the relationship? Let's put more general abstractions. The relationship between what he did and the result, well, says Rashi, was segregation. I mean, he hasn't used the word, but it's literally means segregation. Why? Because Rashi says he knew what was going to happen. So, how do you know it's going to happen? So if there was a 50% chance, if it was the classic case of miscarriage, or Hashem miscarriage, so the animus carving we'll be dealing with is when he doesn't know what's going to happen. The difference between animus carving and segregation is he knows what's going to happen, he doesn't know what's going to happen. See, Rashi says he knows what's going to happen. But Almanas can also. According to Rashi, and Rashi is explaining to Rashi, you have to learn the sugi, and say what I'm about to say, but the words are positive. That's why the Gemara doesn't say it's animus carving, right? That's why the Gemara only says positive because it's Melachah Shem Gufo. Why is it not animus carving? Why is it not animus carving? Because Rashi answers the question, why is it not animus carving? Because he knows. He knows it's going to happen. He knows if he does this, if he touches the coals underneath and throws them up like that, he's going to be mavir. He's going to be ready to fire. No, if he knows it's going to happen, that's not the oil. Okay. That havana, that logical connection between mice and result, that's Tosfos Shita. Correct? So we have now three Rashis. These are the three Rashis I want to try to explain. That's what I'm seeing from this Rashi. If he knows doing A results from B and he knows it's going to happen, so he's considered to be the Oysa Meister. Whose sheet is that? That's Tosfos Shita. That's Tosfos Shita. So here Rashi lines up with Tosfos. Rashi not buying could be the Oruch. It's more noited to the Oruch. Then you have, and Rashi in Abayna says, Lich Basle is Potter. He's Potter. And the Ayin Hey, let's go now, come back to Ayin Hey, we'll start to explain to Mr. Shem what's going on. It's in a suggestion. It's Shver, everybody moves it there. The more Shver Rashi, but this is like this. But I want the Rashi is a third sheet in between. It's not a compromise, it's a third sheet, but has elements, a little bit of both. We'll try to explain it. Rashi, let's go back to Ayin Hey. Learn again the Rashi's enough Ayin Hey. The Gemara says, we showed yesterday in the Rashi, the Gemara says, Mesasik u'eisel until it's a shomer. Mesasik u'eisel until it's a shomer. When the Gemara says, actually, when he's squeezing the chilozin to get the blood out, why is he not chayim shom until it's a shomer? To which the Gemara answers, Mesasik u'eisel until it's a shomer. Toys Mesaf and not says, Mesasik lav dach, because Mesasik means something else, and that's what Mesasik means, that's what Mesasik means. Why is the Gemara say Mesasik? There's no answer. Lav davke means ain't no miskaven. Then the next kasha is ain't no miskaven, but it's a subsegration. When the Gemara says it's a loy nichol, if he tells us again, we're going over tells us. The Gemara says it's a loy nichol. What does it mean? Same thing. It means bayas out of the chavei. Ain't it's bichol gufo? That's a sugi according to tells us. There's no new musogim in the sugi. The words which are different tells us says means the same thing as being bayas. So you have a miskaven and they have again. Let's just abstractly. The Gemara says, "Shubachayim mishum melacha, melacha sheichet." Tilos v'shama. His name is Kavin. The Gemara says, "No, his name is Kavin." So I'm saying, "Rashi." The Gemara says, "Yes, but Avu Bichayin is still in Shulgul." So there's no numusogim that's again. Rashi learned differently throughout. Rashi, when the Gemara says misasik, Rashi says misasik leitzon eitelos tilos v'shama koymal Kavin tilos v'shama ha misasik b'dovachem. We will have him left from Shabbos and Skavin Shalom. So first of all, we said the Koyma Gavim and Tilos Shalom. So actually, the Koyma is because the Gemara is using the term Shasek different than the means Taki, like Tosfos says differently. But Rashi doesn't say means Enu Miskavin. It's not the classic Enu Miskavin. Means, why is Rashi Taishu the Masasek? Rabbi said, take a look at Rashi Avayin Hey. How's Rashi Taishu Masasek here? He's Masasek with Dovah Acher. He's doing something else. His interest, his motivation, and squeezing is not the killer. He's interested in getting the blood. He's doing something else. Misasek b'dov v'acher. The common denominator between this misasek and the other misasek, I mean, is what why is the Gemara used to misasek? So we can understand it a little bit. Because misasek in the other story is in Kogod, and what does misasek mean? He substituted the chayfetz. He wanted to pick up an apple that was tolish, and he picked up and he took an apple that was mechuba, or v'chad doime. Or he made a mistake. He thought it was tolish and turns out to be mechuba. So there was a substitution, a mistake. A chayfetz was substituted, or he made a mistake in identifying the chayfetz. So here there was a substitution. Here, his asik, what he's doing, he substituted The Gemara says he's not chayiv from melechas until it's a shoma, because he's doing it for a different purpose. He substitutes the kavana, the intention, for the result of Natilas Shoma. He's not doing this for the result of Natilas Shoma. He's doing it for a different purpose. Now, what's very significant in Rashi is that Rashi says, and that's a story, we'll have melechas mach shavis. We'll have melechas mach shavis, enem skavim shayomus. This is not part of the enem skavim. Because Rashi, we have to come on to melechas mach shavis. Why doesn't it say Enem Skavin? Why doesn't it say Enem Skavin? So, Enem Skavin, why not? So first of all, the answer is Minei Obey. Minei Obey. Because this aloha of Rashi Shita here is like this. This aloha of motivation, they have to be motivated to do malach for the purpose. He's not motivated to squeeze the blood to kill the chilazim. So Rashi holds that even before you come up, but it's certainly going to happen. So Rashi holds, you don't need that bind rover status. It's supposed to be svara that in Kol Terukulo, in terms of miskavin and miskavin, you don't need a specific motivation for the Tzor. He's doing a mice of killing his chayv. He would be chayv from a tzayach or whatever else. And if it doesn't, the kavana for the specific motivation, you don't need in Kol Terukulo. But since the Torah says Melechas Machshavis, and let's ask Melechas Machshavis is Mechadesh Halacha, that you need Kavanah for the result. Kavanah for the result. Not just Kavanah to do, Kavanah for the result. So if he's doing a Maisa, which is going to result in the Tilas HaShomah, but he's not interested in that, so the Vaila is not Chayiv. He's not Chayiv. How do I know that? From Melechas Machshavis. Now the next point is, in Canada over here. So now, that this is not the Lord of Shimon anymore. This Rabbi Yehuda could be masking to this. Melechas Machshavis. This application, Melechas Machshavis, is Shemano that Rabbi Yehuda is going to be chayli. And this is your door. This is Susa Taisus and half a dozen places in Shas. Taisus and Newman Shabbos over there and become a duchte. Taisus Haki says this. It's very important to know this is Taisus Shita. That even though we find the machlokes in Kol Terukulo between Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon Bar Tova Shem Miskavein, and the machlokes is on a deraisa level, the Kol Terukulo Rabbi Yehuda says Tova Shem Miskavein is also means chayiv and also means a Torah and chayiv whatever the chayiv entails. And Rabbi Shimon holds mutter. Mamash, he says chayiv and he says mutter. That Tova Shem Miskavein in Kol Terukulo. When it comes to Shabbos, even though the Gemara says he finds same machlokes in Shabbos, but Tosh Shita is then Shabbos, we don't ask the midrabanan. The same type, same get, Vem Stav and Shabbos only mid Rabbonim. Why? Says Taisvitz, Mem Aleph and Shabbos, Lamed Dalid, Lamed Hey, in Yuma, and other places too, because of Melechas Machshavis. Because of Melechas Machshavis. Because Melechas Machshavis is this Melechas Machshavis we're just masking to. Which, when has, what's the type? What does it mean? It means he needs intention or. Good, if he Taisvitz means that the classical Lamed Machshavis is not enough. He has to know, either know or intend to do the Maisa. Know or intend to do the Maisa. And according to Rashi, we're saying the same thing. And Rashi holds like Taisus. Rashi is a foolish. Kuf Chof Aleph on the base. They look in Rashi. Kuf Chof Aleph on the base. Because the Kiveg and Gilin Shas already points out to us that Rashi holds like that Taisus. Rashi holds like that Taisus. I have to go one more point. So when the one says, Misasnik waits until the Shomer, it's not, Misasik means he's doing it for the reason he says Misasik is because he's doing it for different intention. He's not motivated to kill the Chilozen. Havgam is certainly happening. And the Gemara knew already it's only a problem in Shabbos. Now, here, when the Gemara says, I buy Vovah Dama Tavai, Maidu Shimon, Sigresha Voyomos, Maidu Shimon, Sigresha Voyomos, the Gemara is addressing this, the Chisod of Melchas Mar Shabbos, not the Chisod of Enem Skavin, because in terms of culture, who is Yam Skavin? Is Yamas coming? Well, that wasn't the issue, Akoponim. That wasn't the issue. We're dealing with the Chisan of Melechas Mach Shavis in Shavis. So what's the problem? The Gemara says, Major of Shiva, Abai, Brova, Dama Tavai, Major of Shiva, Almost. That when he's doing it, Sigurator Dick, so we say, he's miscovering for that saw. He's here, when he's doing it, Ben Oifin, of Sigurator, so if he wanted, So min hastam, the normal havonim segreisha is that he has havonim for the, he's secondarily motivated for the result. So this halacha, this requirement which we learn from Lech Mashav, is that you need to be, you need to have intention for the result. If it's an oifen of segregation, it's always going to happen, and you know it's going to happen, so we may live hechach yatzev one for the result. In a normal case of segregation. So which one says, no, here is a lo nichole. Time, as long as alive, he wants it to be alive. He wants it to be alive. Said, okay, we'll explain some more when that's